Date what you want. You ever hear people pray? They just ramble in prayer. Ramble. They want to tell the Lord what happened, how it happened, where it happened, who it happened to, and never ever ask a thing. Lord, Aunt Mabel's sick. She had a heart attack. She's in the hospital. So what are you asking for? You think the Lord knows Aunt Mabel's in the hospital? Yeah, he does. What did you come for? What are you asking for? You want Aunt Mabel to recover? You want Aunt Mabel to come out of the hospital? Then what do? You state your position. State your petition. State what you want. We don't need to tell the world how the Lord how bad the world is. We don't need to tell the Lord, what so-and-so's doing. Lord, you know so-and-so. You know what they're doing, how they're living. Now, the Lord knows that. So why don't you ask him what you want? What do you want for them? I want them to get saved. I want them to quit living for the world and start living for you. Ye have not. Why? Because ye ask not. Bartimaeus had no problem asking what he wanted. How are you going to get what you asked for if you don't ask for it? We need to be what? We need to be specific. Be specific. Many times we don't know if our prayer got answered or not. Why? We're so vague in our prayers. We're so vague, so general. It's not specific. It's not specific prayer. Just general prayer. Bartimaeus wasn't praying generally. He could have said, Lord, that I get better. What would that have done for him? I don't know, because that's not how we prayed, right? How did he pray? He stated his petition. He was specific in what he was seeking. He was specific in what he asked for. When the Lord finally, when the Lord stopped and asked him to come to him, and he says, what is it that you want? What is it that you want me to do for you? What is it that you want me to do? Oh, that I get to feel him better. No, he says what? That I may receive my sight. I want to be able to see. That's what he wanted. And guess what he got? His hearing didn't improve. The pain in his knees didn't go away. That's not what he asked for. What did he ask for? He asked for his sight. That's what he wanted. That's what he asked for. And guess what? That's what he got. Isn't that something? That's exactly what he got. He got exactly what he prayed for. How am I going to get what I asked for? Well, you need to come before the Lord humbly. And after you ask the first time and you don't get it, you need to ask the second time and the third time and the fourth time. Keep knocking. Be persistent. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't allow obstacles in the way. Be prepared. Be prepared when the Lord calls, what is it? And he's going to ask you, what do you want? Be prepared to say what you want, to come to him. Be in the right fellowship. Don't allow obstacles to be in the way. And state your petition. State what you come for. Lord, this is what I want. This is what I came for. This is what I was crying for. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight. Just like that. Boom. Just like that. Immediately. His sight just came to him just like that. Just that fast. Now, the Lord had different ways of healing people for different reasons. He did it in different ways. Sometimes he spoke the word. Sometimes he put mud on their eyes. Sometimes he touched them. At other times, he would just say the word and somebody that wasn't even present with them would get healed. How the Lord works isn't contingent on us. It's contingent on him. It doesn't matter how he works. The Lord works however he wants to. He doesn't have to do it the way we think he ought to do it. Ours is to ask. He'll do it his way. But we need to come in faith. He says what? Go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. He came humbly, he came persistently, he came prepared, and he stated his petition. All this he did how? In faith. Believing that the one that he had come to was able to do what he asked him to do. That's how we need to come. Believing that the Lord is able to do what we're asking him to do. And not only that he's able, but that he's going to do it. Coming by faith. I like what that last verse says there, or towards the end of the last verse. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. You ever want to determine whether or not you should be asking for something? Here's a good barometer to use as to whether should I be asking the Lord for this or not. Is what you're asking for going to draw you closer to the Lord, or is it gonna move you away from him? Is it gonna draw you to him, or is it gonna move you away from him? If it's going to move you away from him, don't even ask. It's not in the will of God. But if it is, again, Bartimaeus, when he received his sight, he began to follow him. The Lord said to him, go thy way. Go your way. What was his way now? His way was the Lord's way. His way was to follow the Lord's way. He was going to follow him. Lord, wherever you go, I'm going to go with you. I'm going to follow you now. Why wouldn't he? Why wouldn't he? He received a sight now. He's able to. How do I get what I asked for? How do I do it? Well, I believe we have an example here in Bartimaeus. I believe we had an example here in this account of Bartimaeus as he sat by the wayside and he heard that Jesus of Nazareth was coming and begins to cry, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Recognize your position. Come humbly. As they told him to quit, he cried the more. Be persistent. When they told him to come, when the Lord stopped, told him to come, he's ready. Be prepared. And then lastly, simply just state your petition. State your petition. Just state it. Tell the Lord what you want. You don't need to tell him how you got to this place. He knows that. Just state your petition. Lord, this is my need. This is what I need. Asking him in faith. Getting what you ask for. Getting what you ask for is what we see in the life of a man that we knew as blind Bartimaeus. We need to quit calling him blind Bartimaeus anymore. He's not blind anymore. Right? He used to be blind, but now he sees. Simply because he was willing to come. And he got what he asked for. Father, we